you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Of course, it's Tuesday, and Linda is on sabbatical on Tuesdays, on assignment, you might say. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here in Free Fire Radio, October the 4th, Tuesday, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Partly cloudy skies today, a high of only about 71 degrees. What a difference a couple of weeks makes. Overnight low will be in the upper 40s. We're going to see that continue with a slight warming trend through the week. As we finally reach the weekend, we'll be looking at a high approaching 90 degrees, but it looks like we are out of those triple-digit temperatures as we're into our fall pattern. Taking a look at the radar, a few light scattered showers in and around Redding. Nothing to really worry about, although there is still a possibility of some slick pavement here and there. A little bit of snow up around Mount Shasta, but again, it looks like it's not on I-5. Right now in Redding, we are at about 52 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and for about another 2 weeks, then their customers are warm friends. It's a locally owned company right here, veteran-owned company, is Shasta Gas Propane, where they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. What'd you say it was for later on in the week here?
Looks like we'll be nudging up towards, by the weekend, we'll be looking at right around 90 degrees, but then it drops right off again.
Okay, so we're finished with the watering of the yards. Is this about it? Is this what you're telling me?
Well, not a lot of rain in the immediate. We'll see probably more rain in about 1 week is the long-range forecast. So we're definitely in a fall pattern, but you don't have to worry about things wilting 10 seconds after they're put outside.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good. Good morning, everybody.
Including
everybody's
us.
Having a great day. Yeah, I think there's it's the vice president. Aren't the vice presidents debating tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, was it John Nance, who was vice president and went to, of course, one of the administrations, and I can't remember which one, who said, being a vice president is worth a bucket of warm spit. Now, I guess you really shouldn't say things like that. However, there's not that big, you know, oh, you're two heavyweights going at it. They're two, middleweights mm-hmm. going at it. And frankly, both of them seem like decent men.
Well, let's look at the age. Both of them, both Trump and Clinton, are at an age where health things can happen. Of course, we are too. When I think
I was
about
gonna,
it.
I was going to say they. Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing: is they have the best health care. They've got doctors following them. Yeah. They have doctors following them around in case something happens. Yeah. You and I don't have doctors following us around in case something happens. No, but, you know, they're only a call away. Yeah, call and 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Okay, maybe this is it. I just can't get excited about pro football. Last night, it was the Giants against the Vikings. I situated myself, and Linda was out rehearsing because she's got her show this Thursday night. And at Elements. And so she's rehearsing with her band. She's got some other people coming in. So I'm watching the Giants and the Vikings. You know, frankly, I could care less. I don't know who the players are. I don't have any allegiances to the town. In fact, I've noticed this about last Sunday when I started to watch. I really didn't care. I don't know if something switched off because of Kaepernick, even though there's many, 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 many of the NFL players that stand, put their hands over their heart. They pay, you know, they pay respects to the flag and our national anthem. But it just kind of makes you think, is, you know, what do we, you know, I'm getting, why do we get excited over football, pro football? I think college football is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And things, you know, I think college football is, you see, maybe it's because of the, you know, there's always a chance. There's always a chance something weird's going to happen in a college football game.
Yeah.
And you look at the fans and the kids and all this, you know, they're all excited. They have their shirts off and they're painting their bodies and all these things. And, you know, and that's just the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm kidding about that. But, I mean, it's, of course, you have the same thing probably at the pro games. You just don't want to know about it. I don't know. Well, what about you? Are you still watching football? Or have you ever watched football?
I've never been a big, you know, I think the last time I really sat down and seriously watched a pro football game where I was, you know, had the popcorn at hand and the beer open and all that was in San Diego when the Chargers got their clock cleaned.
Yeah. I've been to pro
games. That was a long time ago.
I've been to pro games and they're kind of, you know, if you go to the game, it may be a little bit different. I kind of, you know. But then that was years ago. So I'm looking at it like this. There is one game I do want to see. It's when Tom Brady comes back this week. Comes back this week to play. And the league is standing by. They just know is that Tom Brady is already good enough. But now he's got an attitude about, hey, I'm taking this team to the Super Bowl and we're winning. And that way we can tell the commissioner, you know, the NFL commissioner the NFL commissioner suspended him for 4 games for Deflategate, yet he won't, you know, he doesn't say anything about people not paying honor to the flag. He doesn't do anything, you know, one guy, you know, hits his wife, knocks her out. He gets a 1-game suspension. I mean, come on. This is kind of strange. Henry.
Yeah, Carl, what I agree with you 100%.
What do you think?
I can't sit there and watch a bunch of millionaires chase a pigskin around a cow pasture all day.
I don't know. You know what? I'm starting to think this about a lot of things. You know, they talk about the CEOs of these huge companies that have thousands and thousands of people working for them and how screwed up they are. Oh, gosh, these guys made this much money. But, you know, I look at that, and then I look at some of the – I look at some of these players who are signing a $135 million deal for playing football, you know, yeah. And so much of it's guaranteed and all this. And then, I look at, the quarterback for Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah,
he signed.
I'm kind of like that boy from Oklahoma. It's just kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point that, you know, and I used to be, you know, I played football for a long time in my life. And, where other people are doing brighter things, I was playing into my 20s. For the Marine Corps, and realized at that point, after 1 game, after we carried this one guy off, I thought, well, am I going to be a football player? Or am I going to be a Marine? And I, you know, after the season was over, I hung it up because there's, you know, too many good chances of really getting hurt. So I just, and I like football, and I think kids should play football. I think it can be a great, great, you know, builder for teams and yeah.
I think that's something the kids should learn, but I think it's learned in grade school and high school and maybe college even.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, there's millions. I guess maybe, you know, I'm speaking heresy here when I say I don't want to ban football by any means. I'm just getting a little bit jaded on the fact that I see these guys that are, racing down the field. I mean, yeah, they are very, very good, just like pro basketball or baseball. Hell, any of the sports.
And I look at the Olympics when you've got sports nobody's ever heard of, and these people are busting their butts 6 hours a day to compete in handball or things that you've never heard of, or, you know, you didn't think people, you know, that they're Olympic-level sports. And they're working on their own, and they're doing all these things. And then I look at these. Anyway, Henry.
With that, I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Henry's a great guy. Henry lives down
in
Mexico part of the time. This guy is a huge construction guy.
Oh, yeah.
At one time. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Tobacco and Brew. And here's the things about our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. They're getting ready for a really, really big Crown Heads Roadshow on October the 13th, which is a – what day is that? What is October the 13th? Is that a Thursday?
Yeah. Well, it would help if the calendar in the control room was set to October, which is now on the floor.
Which is now on the floor.
Yeah. I can reach for my phone and tell
Why
you.
Why don't you reach up for your phone? Because I'm having just a bad day here. Even the calendar fell.
And Casey and I are where we keep you on top of everything.
Keep on top of everything. I know today is the 4th. That's the big thing. I know today is the 4th. So the 13th is?
You know, it would help if I knew how to run this silly thing. The 13th is, of course, a Thursday.
Thank you very much. I could have figured that out just by adding 7 to 4, which would be 11.
This is a Tuesday thing.
And then, so it's a Thursday. This is great. So for on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m., you've got Tobacco and Brew will be debuting all the new La Carie and La Marias cigars. And it's not going to be just your regular, you know, okay, come in here and get a T-shirt type stuff. They're going to really – they've got a road show. It's about good cigars and the way we approach them. No two road shows are going to be the same. Not one of them is. And so when they come here, it's going to be outstanding. It will be the Cigars of the Crowned Heads.
Ooh.
That's October 13th. That's next week from 5 to 7 p.m., 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you what, Espresso Joe's. The finest tobacco emporium around, and it's better known. Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 17 after. It's 52 degrees out there, going up to 70 today.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, October 6th, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. It's Romance on the River, 7 to 9 p.m., October 6th. Call for reservations today, 243-3377, and we'll see you there.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Redding Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Redding more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Redding Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Scott. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567. It's 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. Thanks to Northern Lights. 23 minutes after, did I say 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock? It's 52. It's going to go up to 70 degrees. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather each and every day. Well, it brings us to weather reads. It doesn't control the weather. You know, probably Chuck would like to do that because he's got a lot of work to do out there. Give him a call, 365-3793. You know, one of the things, you know, Savory Spoon. Have you ever been to the Savory Spoon?
Yes. Well, when they were over in Bocelli, we had planned on going to the new Reading location.
That's right down
apparently,
the street
now, that's not going to
well,
happen.
Well, it's closing tomorrow, so if you're going to go to Savory Spoon, you've got to go today. Now, here's the thing about it. Savory Spoon, I went to it a couple times. I thought it was really good. They moved locations, and then all types of things happened. And then, you know, when it goes in the paper, then people put comments in it, right? And I thought, you know, they said the prices were high and, you know, and the food wasn't that good. And I thought, gosh, has it changed? You know, did it change that much? But here's the thing, though. Here's another restaurant. Here's another business downtown that closed. And I can tell you this is part of the reason is people, and there's comments in there, they don't like coming downtown and fighting their way through, you know, stepping over people. And, I walked down to the post office, and I do it just to liven my
get
life
a look,
up. Livens my light up. I walk between everybody. They're out there in their groups, and I just, if they're on the sidewalk, I just keep the sidewalk there. I'm not trying to do a confrontation. It's just, hey, that sidewalk belongs to everybody. I'm not going to get off the sidewalk because a bunch of people are standing there, you know, jawing back and forth, screaming at each other.
Little encampment.
Moving their jaw. Yeah, a little encampment right
parklets.
On the sidewalk. So I just, you know, this is my sidewalk too. And I just, you know, I see all these people like this. And it just drives home. The fact is when you're driving around this town, you see things like this. You see them laying out, and because there's no place to push them to.
Oh, Paisano days, they had all gone around the perimeter there by the old Chamber of Commerce building. You know, there's this. There must have been 20 of them hanging out there.
Paisano days was great, wasn't
it? It was great food, and Pat Karch and the band doing good music.
Now,
I drooled over the baskets.
What I wanted to talk about, though. Was this is we got two companies there interested in Stillwater. In Stillwater. One's looking at buying two lots, light manufacturing and a tech company. Could be good for us out there. Light manufacturing doesn't have a lot of jobs, according to the report I got. But the tech company would have more. Tomorrow, EDC's coming on. An EDC, Economic Development Corporation, who has got a big part in this in selling Stillwater. I can't wait to listen to what they say about it. I know that there's things they can't talk about, but that's good news. That's really good news. But we go back to having to, you know, when you drive through town or you go to the post office or you see some other things, we've got Denzians out there. And then when I and you see all these guys in the Most Wanted and you see these people being arrested and you think, I've never seen those people. That's because you and I aren't out after 11 o'clock at night. From 11 or 12 o'clock till 3 or 4 in the morning, this is when they're out.
Yeah, there was a Facebook picture of the Reading mascot. It's the heavily tatted dude on a bicycle with his backpack.
But see, that's not true. That's a very small part of what goes on in Reading. And so I refuse to give that any
But perception.
So I'm going to take that out of the archives. That's just going to be zipped right out of the archives. Because I know what the perception is. And there's where we have to change, because perception is reality. If you believe that when you walk out on the street, you're going to be accosted by somebody every time, even if you've never had it happen, it becomes your reality. So here's my reality is we've got those people out there. We need to find a place to put them during the day. I can't, at night, unless you're at the Good News Rescue Mission, you're out of luck. But during the day, we should be able to come up as a town, as a city, and be able to put up something, take an existing building, and rehab it enough to be able to put people in there, have the city run it, and put some of the county mental health services in there, and do these other things. Where is the plan for that? We talk about it, but where's a plan for that? Why doesn't anybody in the city say, and forget the money thing for right now. Why doesn't the city say, we need this, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is the building we could use because the city has buildings it owns, and this is where we're going to put it, or we're going to trade some property, and we're going to put it right here, and we've been talking to this person, and blah, 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 and at least lay out the plan, and then let us figure out, okay, then do it. Then do it. Instead of having people still complain is that they're having to call the cops because here's people laying, they're fighting outside their businesses, they're laying in their doors. There's people that I know real well. This guy laying in their door. Cops never came. It took like four women to get this guy up and out of there. Four women. Cops never came.
Doing the
they
shoulder.
Called the cops too, and yeah, they gave him the shoulder.
They showed him the shoulder.
Yeah, I'm give you the shoulder here. That's a long story. You missed that show. Anyway, so I go back to letters to the editor. Mark Beecham had a great one. He says, "Don't oversell D." He says, "Because when you get D, say, and when D passes, forget E." Because, we're telling you to spend that money on police and fire and mental health and safety and all that. It's not going to all be spent there. It goes to the general fund. Yes, some of it's going to be there. But we are facing some really horrendous bills under this unfunded liabilities that are just going to start coming in. They're going to be coming in due. So we might be, we've got to be thinking about how are we going to spend that? How are we going to pay that money? And if the pilot lawsuit goes down, we are in some deep trouble here. That's $6 million a year. So if that tax raise goes, $6 million of that has got to do, of the, quote, $11 million, if they're talking about, is going to have to go back. It's a general fund. It's all general fund. I'm not against this tax. Don't take it that way. But I am just telling people to wake up, don't oversell it, and be aware that the city council, and it may be a different city council, may take all that money and use it for something else.
Yeah.
Or take it out of the back end. Here's your cops, but we're taking it out of the other end of it.
And, of course, there's these discussions about, the only way to solve the problem is to basically collapse the pension system, throw all these people who were promised this money, throw them under the bus. And, so far the courts have said, no, you made a deal, keep the deal.
What? That's the thing. They made a deal. Now, as bad as that deal is, and unfortunately, the people that made the deal, there's none of them on the you can't hold them responsible. They're gone. So now you've got to try and clean it up. I have some ideas. We're going to take a break, though. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Let me tell you something. The state of California, as crazy as it is on weapons and new laws, you might want to run down to 2539 Larkspur and talk to John or Sarah Bastiani, the owners of Bastiani Arms. They've got all types of pistols and long guns. They've got it all. They've got all the shooting accessories. They've got reloading stuff. And you might want to take a real good look at reloading and see about classes on reloading, because your ammo, just going out and buying ammo as you were used to many years ago or last year or even this year, is going to change dramatically next year. Everything he has in stock and at fair prices, and veterans get great deals at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Tell them you heard it here. Tell them Carl sent you. Go on down. Is that going to get you a good deal? You always get a good deal down at Bastiani Arms. Hey, it's 7:30 in the morning here Tuesday, October the 4th. 52 degrees. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Redding Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Redding more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Redding Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at REUpower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
And whatever comes our way.
Carl and Linda Bott. 7:33 in the morning. Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. This is Bob's home away from home. You've been there. What, you lost like 30 pounds there over there, haven't you?
Yeah, right around that.
Yeah. I tell you what, they've got a saltwater pool nobody else has. They've got great machines. They've got free weights. They've got it all there. They've got spinning classes. They've got yoga classes. And the Boheme Spa that after you finish your workout, you can go over there and get your nails done or your face done. Mm. I personally like the facials they do. Anyway, come experience exceptional care over there. I mean, this place is great. Linda loves it. Give them a call at 768-1205. You're not going to find a better place in town to work out to hurt yourself. Unless you're, you know, it could be a police officer that does it for fun. Goes out, starts fights with meth heads. Hey, I'm here with, changing the subject totally. Big Bike Weekend is here. Connie Granoles. And that means Connie's here. And
yes.
Brad LaCroix is here.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's a lot of stuff happening here.
There is. There is.
Big Bike Weekend. Why aren't, you know what? I say this, and I say it every year. I don't do anything about it. But we should be Little Sturgis right here in this town.
It would definitely help the economy fill up those hotel rooms on Hilltop Drive. The casino is almost sold out of their hotel rooms.
Well, in Wind River. Okay, well, first of all, when is Big Bike Weekend?
October 14th through 16th, and the main venue, of course, is Wind River Resort and Casino. We moved there last year.
And it's a great, you know, they are very supportive of everything we do in the community.
They absolutely are. Yeah. And they have a lot of amenities, like you would see if you were going to Street Vibrations, for example.
Yeah.
They have the RV parking, they have the casino, they have the resort. And we're slowly integrating some of the former activities that we used to do at the Civic Center back at one location.
Like you were saying, there's a lot of potential for this event, and there's plenty of room to grow. One of the things that's coming back this year that we've kind of, I wouldn't say lost track of it or focus on it, but we are bringing back the Peace Officers Remembrance aspect of it on the Friday night ride.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have a Reading Fire Department. We'll have their big ladder truck out there with the flag draped on Shasta View across from the McConnell Foundation. We're going to have bagpipes out there. We're going to have a little service to remember all the police and firefighters that have, you know, locally and abroad have given them, you know, unfortunately, given their life in some cases. And let's be honest, not to turn this into a political statement, but cops aren't exactly very popular right now across the nation. I can say that the officers that I interact with here in Reading, you know, I think we still have it pretty good here. And as you can see from some of the stories, it's getting closer. So this gives us an opportunity to take a few minutes to remember those that are out there serving the community.
I agree. You know, this is not an easy time to be a policeman.
No, it's not.
Anywhere. And for some reasons, there's a good reason for that isolated instances. But for the most, it seems like there's this, and not to get political about it, but there's this us against them type thing all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's been building, but here's a chance to pay honor to those who have fallen in the line of duty.
And, you know, it's not, the rest of the evening's going to move on. We've got a pretty good ride. I should say the Reading Police Department has a good ride planned out. For the member tried, it's going to go up across the Shasta Dam for those that are interested and never been across that before on their motorcycle.
That's cool.
It is. We have to also thank the Bureau of Reclamation because they bent over backwards trying to facilitate the movement of all of the motorcycles at one time across the dam.
So how many people come to this, Connie? Come to Big Bike Weekend?
As participants?
Well, no, I'm just talking about, you know, because, I mean, when I'm there, I mean, I just see lots of people, you know, and it's hard to count. I mean, when you go to places like Sturgis and a couple of other places, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands. So you can say, well, this place is filled up. But here we've got, you know, I see people at, you know, other venues. But is it, you know, several thousand that show up? Or?
Probably. You know, having moved to the casino, it's really hard to track because you see bikes and you see people coming in and visitors. I saw business people that have motorcycles, but they're in their trucks coming to visit. And then we have a lot of volunteers too that we have to count in that mix.
That's true.
What kind of problems does the police department have during this weekend? Is there very many?
You know, I've been a part of this event since 2003, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to say there's maybe a handful of years, I want to say three or less, where you actually have, you know, the outlaw motorcycle gangs that show up. But typically there's such a strong police presence because of the other events that are taking place that they might show up for a few minutes and realize this is a family-friendly event. It's not designed like some events were geared towards where you have biker fights, people shooting at each other. And so they typically don't stick around yeah. like you'd imagine.
And then you got a also you've got a patch-free, color-free areas, right? Is this true?
That is. That's not our policy. It's Wind River's policy.
Wind River's, yeah.
And it's always been like that. They think that because we moved the event there, it has something to do with it. But it always has. They're like my fellow Reading Hog members who have their Christmas party there. Yeah. They're well aware of the no patch policy. Mm. And there are a lot of other places that you can wear your patch. So, for example, the Warthogs and Blue Knights, they'll be on that remembrance ride, and they'll be wearing their chapter vest for the entire ride. So,
sure.
you know, just for the couple of hours you're going to be in the casino or visiting, just take off your vest.
Right. Just be prepared. You know, plan your day out.
And I understand that, really.
Right.
I mean,
well, it's designed for safety.
It's
you want a safe
safety.
Environment. You yeah. want to get those situations like they had in Reno where next thing you know, guns are being pulled.
Laughlin.
Takes all the fun out of it.
It does.
People start pulling guns out.
Yeah, it always ruins my day.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's my guys. All right. Now, so, okay, what are the three? Okay, you got, let's see, the 14th, 15th, and 16th?
Right. Correct. So Friday night, the Remembrance Ride is going to land at the rodeo grounds with a barbecue by the Asphalt Cowboys.
Great.
Even if you're not a motorcycle enthusiast, if you want to come down and listen to the Main Street Band, tickets are available for $15 a person. They're barbecue and tri-tip and chicken, Reading staple, it seems, in this community. Saturday events kick off about?
About 10 o'clock. We have a pair of stunt bike riders coming up from L.A. that's going to be performing off and on during the day. We're bringing back fun things for the riders, bike games.
Veterans ride.
Pardon me?
The veterans ride, poker run.
We have the poker run on Saturday as well. So there's a lot of fun activities. And, of course, we have a lot of good vendors and new vendors, and it's free to come and watch. We're going to do Strongman again. Like we did last year, and so they're coming up from the Sacramento area to do that.
Cool.
I wish I could do that, but maybe Brad can do that.
No, it hurts too much at this age.
You know, it doesn't hurt. Trust me. Even if it doesn't hurt now,
it will later.
Give yourself like 10 to 15 years. Then,
well, thanks. You give me something to look forward to.
Yes, it is. And that one morning you wake up and get out of bed, you walk like a wind-up doll. And you go, oh, I must have been during that strongman contest. I did hear something pop. This is a great event. And you know what? To have it grow, is it impossible to grow it because of restrictions we have around here?
I don't think it's impossible. I think it's a matter of getting people involved. And, I mean, I'll just say it. We've seen all different types of events. People in Reading, they sign up at the last minute. Or you have the same few that seem to be doing the volunteerism. There's plenty of room if you want to jump in and help, whether it be Big Bike Weekend or another community event. There's plenty of things to do around here. Even if you are a sunny day type of a rider, you can still come out and have a good time. And
sure.
Maybe volunteer for a couple hours, do something, hand out flyers, go around to businesses, hang posters, get the word out.
There you go. Plus the fact you just have a great time in there. Okay, so you can be part of this. You don't have to have a bike to enjoy this. I mean, you can go on down and just walk through, see all the vendors.
Absolutely.
And all
like
that.
It's family friendly.
It is, and it's a great time. And you can see things, you go, wow. You know, my favorite part is when I stopped in one place in Arizona, and these four guys were there, unshaven. Turns out they're all orthodontists out of St. Louis. and their wives were flying in to meet them. And I thought, this is great. You know, it kind of gives that feeling of freedom and doing something that's so far out of what you do every day. And it's a great time. Okay, we've got this staging begins at 5:15 at McConnell Foundation, and that's for the
Remembrance Ride.
Remembrance Ride.
We Back the Blue will be out there with a booth if you have any questions of them.
Okay.
And for your listeners, there's something late-breaking news. Famous Dave's is going to have their truck out there with little samples. As a teaser for getting ready for the big meal at the rodeo grounds.
You get a little...
You get warmed up.
Warmed up right there, huh?
That's
just
right.
Just enough to work up your appetite to get out to the Asphalt Cowboys.
I've ridden on the Veterans Ride and the Remembrance Ride, and it's just a great event. You've got... it's safe. You go out and, you know, if you can, you know, and you hear... If you live anywhere around this place, you hear the bikes going by. The Big Bike Weekend... is something that's been going on for how many years now?
Howard Stubblefield and Dick Mattioli started it in 2000. So it's been a number of years.
Wow. 16 years. I mean, you think about that, and it's gotten a little bit bigger each year. It changes a little bit, but let's just say, you know, it's Connie Granolos is the force behind this. And Connie, I know you've got a group of people that helps, like Brad and several others, but you are the force behind this, and we appreciate so much what you do.
A lot of pressure on you now.
Oh, thank you, Brad. He's one of the founding board members too, and in the day he started something very significant that we wish we could have, which was a motor competition.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I remember seeing those. That was great. Seeing the police and different groups competing. Okay, we've got this coming up next week. Gosh, it's coming up quick, we're going to be talking about it a lot. Big Bike Weekend. If you've got a bike, you want to participate, and you don't have to have a Harley. It can be any bike.
I guess.
You
can buy something other than a Harley.
You can have a scooter, but it has to be highway legal.
You got to be highway legal.
You have to do at least 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. I have my Segway. I thought I'd jump into that and just kind of come on downtown.
Hey, I used to
do we'll meet
do
you
the
there.
Thing. Yeah.
You tow it down there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brad LaCroix and Connie Granola here for Big Bike Weekend. We're going to be talking about it. You're going to be hearing a lot more about it here on the show.
Thank you, Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages.
That's been so contentious. There is one issue on the November ballot, Proposition 52, that's achieved consensus. Here's why. Since 2009, California hospitals willingly pay a Medi-Cal hospital fee to continue receiving federal matching funds for Medi-Cal. This generates over $3 billion a year from Washington and helps pay for health care for children, seniors, and low-income families. Prop 52 means zero consumer cost, no new taxes, and strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting this money. Prop 52 continues this current program. It's endorsed by doctors and nurses, business and labor, and both political parties. And newspapers agree. 52 is endorsed by the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and the Sacramento and Fresno Bee. Tested, tried, and true. Vote yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. powerful together.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call on Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. 11 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. Oh, my gosh, 70. You got to love it. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And we are here in this segment is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. I was just down in there yesterday. Great people in Rebecca and Henry. They can do, you know, they are the only full service jewelry store in Redding.
Good people.
They are absolutely fine people. Yeah. And they are absolutely the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repair, they've got it all. And they can design and build jewelry. They give you straight information on prices, on what things are worth, and they sell at fair prices there. Four Winds Jewelry, great people. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Kelly O'Leary. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Carl. Good morning.
I see you once a year.
Yeah, we saw you Friday night also.
That's right. You had this thing Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Yes.
You have it written down here in green.
Yes.
I should have noticed that.
Kelly Green.
There you go. Shasta Gem and Mineral Society. It must be that time of the year again.
It is.
It's this weekend, 8th and 9th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, we're going to have our big jewelry show again this year. It's our 62nd annual. It's probably one of the longest running shows in Redding or Shasta County. And it's free again this year, which is awesome. We're able to do that for the public and for families to get out there. We are going to have lots of displays, lots of demonstrators this year out on the front sidewalk and in the gazebo. We have the Shasta Miners and Prospectors again this year, showing kids of all ages how to pan for gold.
It's just like like Gabby, the prospector, go, let me show you how to die.
I think there are a few of those out there, but
not because they're dressing up. They're just there.
Yes. Yeah. But we have raffles. We have silent auction, which is one of probably the highlights of the show. People love getting involved in the silent auction. And we have many, many dealers. We have several new dealers this year. We'll be having people from different countries. We have people from different states, New Mexico, Oregon, Southern California. We have lots of new dealers, and we have people that are going to have things like dinosaur bone, dinosaur poop, which is known as coprolite, Australian opals.
It's known as what?
Coprolite.
Coprolite.
Coprolite is dinosaur dung.
Is that kind of like Coors Light?
Love the T-shirt.
Coprolite happens.
Coprolite happens.
As a skeleton of a triceratops.
Yes.
So how do you
doing
know?
His business?
I mean, how do you prove that?
Well, I don't, but the scientists apparently do. And I actually have one that's very, very large, and it looks very much like what it is. That's pretty
great
stuff.
Can you imagine, maybe 1,000 years from now, the kind of things they will have as artifacts, Bob, from our society?
It'll be pretty sad.
I don't even want to go into this. But some of the things.
Finding them. There was an old dead smartphone out in the back parking lot. No idea. I'm sure it had a story behind it, but it had been run over or something.
We will have gems, jewelry, opals, beads. We're going to have minerals. Excuse me. But petrified wood. There's going to be lots of different things that have petrified wood displays, agates, jasper. It's a great, great place to get your early Christmas gifts. Lots of unusual things, one-of-a-kind things you will see nowhere else in Redding, for sure.
Okay.
So Saturday and Sunday, come on down. Shasta
free
District
parking,
Fairgrounds.
Free parking, free admission, free demos, free door prizes.
You betcha.
So,
yeah, come on down.
How many vendors are you going to have?
Oh, there's probably about 20 vendors inside, and there's displays, demonstrations, food. We'll have Subarama will be there. And we have great fun. It's a great place for the kids. We have a kids, I call it the kids arena. There's a large area where the kids get to play and be very creative and have fun.
It's going to be, it's an educational thing too for kids.
Very, very educational.
So when you look at these, we used to call them what, dinosaur eggs or something like that, these things that break open and they're the they're so shiny on the inside. What are those? What are those things called? You know what I'm talking about? It looks like, yes, you do, because you've seen it. You see them at every place. It's kind of rough on the outside. When you break them open, it's multicolored. It's really...
Oh, the geodes. You're talking about geodes. Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
shake your head at me. This is your job. You should know this.
I'm thinking of dinosaur eggs.
No, that's where my mind was.
Yeah, the geodes. We are going to have someone there actually cutting geodes open. So you can buy a geode and have it cut open, and you'll be the first person ever to see what's inside that geode.
Geodes also have some, you know, a lot of times we'll have other little geodes in the middle of them, right?
They will have all sorts of things. They can have calcite, amethyst, smoky quartz, crystals. They can also be solid inside with opalized material mm-hmm. inside with pictures, plumes. They're fabulous. They're great fun.
It can have free tickets to the water park. Probably
only
not.
Only for you, Carl.
Probably not. Okay. All right. Kelly O'Leary.
A little Irish.
How'd you get into that? Kelly O'Leary.
I'll blame it on my parents.
There you go.
Easy way out.
All right. Shasta Gem and Mineral Society presents the Shasta Gem and Jewelry Show. It's going to be next Saturday and Sunday. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's free admission. You got free demos, free door prizes, free parking. If you have any questions, you can call Kelly O'Leary or?
Check the ShastaGemAndMineral.com.
Okay, or Facebook.
Yep. Facebook. We're on Facebook. Also, lots of information there. We have field trips. We have all kinds of fun with our club. So people might even want to join the club while they're there at the show. It's only $15 a year to be a club member at the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a great, great club.
For people that are interested in gold panning, are people there show them how to get started and all that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, those are with the Shasta Miners and Prospectors. We'll help you with that out front.
So they can.
Yeah, they're great people.
So if you're saying, hey, look, you know, gold's this much money now. I mean, mm-hmm. In fact, I know two people that went up to Idaho and they bought a claim and they moved, I forget, 15 yards of dirt, which is a tremendous amount of dirt, over 2 months during the summer. They each lost a bunch of weight and they found gold.
Wow.
But it's the kind of gold, just not like nuggets. It was more right. like called carpet gold or something like this that goes across the anyway, there's a certain way you find it and put it, you know, and recover it. But
right.
It was worth the money for them.
Yeah,
awesome. This is the first people I've ever known that really actually bought a gold mining claim.
Yeah.
And they've made some money out of it.
That's great. Yeah, it's great fun. You know, if it's something you're interested in, come on down to the show. Find out more about finding gems and minerals around our area. We have things you can find in Shasta County. Our club goes out to Davis Creek. We get rainbow obsidian. We get all kinds of petrified wood. We go out on field trips, jasper, agates, all kinds of fun
cool.
trips.
Okay. Kelly O'Leary, Shasta Gem and Mineral Society.
Yep, Saturday and Sunday.
There you go. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Open starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday, 9 to 5, mm-hmm. and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Thank you so much, Carl.
You bet, Kelly. Thanks a lot.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you. Hey, you know, we've got a Mary Rickert coming up next after this. We've got a lot of other things that are going to be happening this week. On Wednesday, it's going to be the EDC. Tomorrow will be EDC, Economic Development Corporation. And what they're going to do is talk about the things, new things that are happening. And as we've already talked about earlier, is that it looks like there might be two more businesses moving into Stillwater. We're also going to have we're going to have Congressman LaMalfa on Friday. And of course, he's running for re-election, and we're going to have many of the people that are running. In fact, all the people that are running for office is going
to
be with us. Tis the political season. We're going to talk about also this week. I want to talk about the different propositions that are out there. There's so many of them, and some of them are really onerous to the citizens of the state, like turning more crooks loose. Violent crooks. How could they do this? But oh, trust me, they want to do that, and it's up to you to stop this. The other things are, you know, fixing it so that you can't buy ammo. anywhere unless you've got a background investigation. And does it mean there's going to be a wait before you can buy ammo, before you buy that 22 ammunition to go out and target shoot, or that 17 to go out there and plunk squeaks? Is that what it means? I don't think that people realize how what an imposition it's going to be on it, on us.
We're just making felons. We're letting all the felons go, but we're making more felons.
We're making more felons.
Unwilling felons.
Yeah, and if you just say, you know what, the heck with that. I'm going to go to the neighboring state. They've got ways of fixing that, too. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. Mary Ricketts, running for District 3 Supervisor.
The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Matthew is lashing Haiti now with heavy rains and high winds. The rain also falling on Jamaica and posing a serious threat for the Dominican Republic. Correspondent David McFadden was there in Haiti when the storm rushed ashore this morning.
Floodwaters are inundating numerous South Coast communities, covering crops. There's lots of sea surge. Roads are turning into rivers. Some buildings have lost their roofs.
And World Vision Haiti, the Christian relief group there, National Director John Hass says his group has facilities around Haiti trying to help residents once the effects of the storm are really being felt.
We have here in Port-au-Prince and in several other parts of the country in some of the hardest hit, what we anticipate to be some of the hardest hit areas. We currently have about 450 staff that are on our staff, and we'll be ramping that up as well over the next few days.
And at last report, Matthew had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. Donald Trump's campaign manager says Trump's running mate will put in a fiery performance in the one and only vice presidential debate tonight. And as Greg Clugson reports, it will be Republican Mike Pence squaring off with Democrat Tim Kaine.
The 2016 vice presidential nominees take the main stage this evening and will try to advance the campaigns of their better-known running mates. They'll take part in a 90-minute primetime debate at Virginia's Longwood University. The debate comes exactly 5 weeks before Election Day. Running mates rarely overshadow the top of the ticket, but voters always have a reason to size up the people who would be next in line for the presidency. Greg Clugston, Richmond, Virginia.
British-born scientists David Thewlis, Duncan Haldane, and Michael Kosterlitz have been awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. That's for work that the prize committee said, quote, revealed the secrets of exotic matter. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
More federal money is finally available in the fight against Zika, even as the news gets worse. Health Secretary Sylvia Burnwell says thousands of pregnant women in the U.S. and U.S. territories are now dealing with the threat that the Zika virus poses to their babies.
2,300 pregnant women have been infected with Zika. And tragically, as of last week, 22 babies have been born with defects and tested positive for Zika.
A member of the Senate Banking Committee will introduce a bill now allowing millions of Wells Fargo customers to sue the bank. Following revelations, employees are opened unauthorized bank accounts in customers' names.
The pending bill is part of an onslaught of bipartisan criticism against Wells Fargo, including a record $100 million fine from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Lawmakers from both parties also have called for the resignation of the Wells Fargo CEO.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. Breaking news at townhall.com. The sentencing of a longtime Pennsylvania congressman on a corruption charge is on hold for now while his attorneys appeal a bribery conviction. More on that from correspondent Walt Hines.
Lawyers for former Democratic Congressman Chaka Fetteh argue the Supreme Court narrowed the definition of bribery when it overturned the conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. They argue Fetteh accepted gifts out of friendship and not in exchange for political favors. Fetteh was convicted on 22 counts. A district court judge has yet to rule on the appeal.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A town council in Pennsylvania has approved a motion to censure the town's mayor over racist posts on his Facebook page. Two of the images depicted apes with captions referring to President Obama and his family. PennLive.com reports a West York council unanimously approved a motion to censure the Republican mayor, Charles Wasco. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Our lines are 530-605-4567, and we've got several lines there. Roll over. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, what's it look like for weather for the rest of today and rest of the week?
And it looks like those scattered showers have now dissipated that were happening up in the foothills. Taking a look at our forecast, today's high will be 71 degrees under partly cloudy skies. What a change. Overnight low will be right around 50. And as we head further into the week, temperatures warm up slightly, although it looks like we'll be peaking out at just shy of 90 degrees on Saturday, and then it drops off again as we head into the new week. Next real good chance of rain about the middle of next week. Right now in Redding, it is 52 degrees. This is all brought to you, by the way, Shasta Lake, currently 70 feet from the top of the dam. And this That's is cool. all brought to you from by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is, can you believe that Burger King on Cypress Street is 40 years old? Can you believe that? 40 years old.
Yeah.
40 years serving the Redding, California community. Come out and celebrate this Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th. A jump house, balloon twister, face paintings, raffle prizes, and get this. Whoppers for 99 cents. Oh. Just 99 cents for a Whopper. Any current or former employee of the Burger King, Cypress, will receive a complimentary meal.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, and here's the thing. This is, this was entry level for a lot of people 40 years ago. I wonder how many people worked there 40 years ago that are leaders in this community right now. It'd be interesting to find out. Hey, bring your whole family. Go on down there. Get a meal. Whoppers are 99 cents. Q97 and Power 94 also going to be there along with the owner, Joe Wong. And Joe, major player in this community, he's going to be down there to celebrate too.
Those were the days when a burger flip job was a entry-level job and you weren't intended to make it a career. It seems to be the case with the legislature now.
Yeah. Anyway, 99 cents this week at the Cypress Street Burger King. All right. Hey, I'm here with Mary Rickert. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, she is running for supervisor for the 3rd District. And we are trying to get everybody on at least several times so people can ask questions and find out more about you so there's no surprises come the day of election.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Like a couple minutes just to talk about you and your and what you want to do here, what your main projects are.
Well, I've been a resident of Shasta County for 42 years, so yes, I was around when Burger King was built, and I do remember that. I'm starting to sound like an old timer for sure, but there's been a lot of changes in Shasta County, and one of the reasons I feel so compelled to run for the District 3 County Supervisor seat is I feel like we need to really address some of our public safety, crime, homeless, and substance abuse issues in Shasta County. I can remember when Redding was a great place to live. You know, I can remember the pack out not too far down the street from Burger King. It just has changed. The whole area has changed. The feel of the community has changed. As I go door to door, a lot of people don't want to answer the door, and I don't blame them. They're concerned. Who is at my door?
And I look through a window now. I used to open doors up.
Right.
I look through a window now and see who it is.
And I don't blame them, but I want to explain to them that I'm here because I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the fact that they have to be concerned. So, and I do think there's a lot of issues. Shasta County is the gem of the North State. We're positioned in such a place in this beautiful state of California, and I think we have the incredible resources here that we could really attract some good businesses so that people could get out of other parts of the state and have their businesses thrive. They could raise their families in a little more rural, more healthier environment. So I've got two grandchildren in this district, and I look at them. One just turned 5. The other one's going to turn 8 next month. I mean, 7 next month. I'm losing last year. And I would say that they're a good part of my motivation. And anybody that's a grandparent out there can certainly understand that we've got to leave Shasta County in as good a place as we can for that next generation.
Well, it appears that if you look at across the land, is that our children aren't going to be as wealthy or as well off.
Absolutely.
As our generation is.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
And I'm not sure it's because of some things we've done or if it's things they haven't done.
Well, there's a lot of societal issues that we need to address.
I have a question here. Now that you've gotten started.
I've gotten started.
Okay. But the increasing pressures of a rising homeless population, right. Would you fully support Kristen Schrader's work to bring a meaningful plan to reduce homelessness, or would you just be content with the versions that the city of obviously a loaded question here, or would you be okay with the watered down efforts by the city of Redding and the county?
Okay. You know, I have been following this. I've been attending both city council meetings and board of supervisors meetings. I do think Kristen is a great lady, and I think she's really I cannot compliment her enough on her passion and her dedication and commitment to this issue, because I really empathize with where she's coming from. When I come down into Redding, I live out of MacArthur. You know, every time I pass someone that looks like they're living on the streets, I kind of cringe myself and I say, you know, what is their story? What can we do to help them? And so that's one of the primary reasons I am running. I do support a lot of her desire to try and help solve this problem. I do think the county and the city need to collaborate. That's been one of my, what you want to call, talking points from the beginning. And I think that we can get, if we've got to get everybody at the table, we've got to, the personalities and those kinds of issues, we've got to set those aside. We've got to look to see what's for the greater good. And when I talk about the greater good, I mean, how does everyone benefit from this? And so, yes, I would say the homeless issue is a huge issue with me, just from a moral sense. And now, the other thing is about homelessness, it's a very complex issue. I served for 10 years on the Shasta County Mental Health Board. One of the things I learned early on is some of the people that are homeless, that's a life choice. When you have a severe mental illness, sometimes it's easier to live out of a shopping cart than it is to have to make sure you get your rent paid or your electricity paid or your phone bill paid. And so that's something that's hard for people to understand. It took me a while to grasp that concept. But I do think that we need to work more collaboratively, and I think we need to try and figure this out. One of the, I Last night, I attended a NAMI meeting. It's called the National Alliance for Mental Illness, and they meet here. I've been a member of NAMI for years. I've taught classes to other family members. I've been personally touched by mental illness myself, and understand what the crisis that people go through. So I do think I have a lot to bring to the table, and I think I can bring a lot to this discussion to help solve this problem. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yes, I do think that it's something we need to deal with.
We'll take a break. I'm going to come back and be a little more specific on this. And I think what he was asking was, here's Schrader's plan.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's gotten taken apart.
Right.
Kind of put back together. What would you, as a candidate, when you look at homeless, would you – and I'll ask specific questions when we come back. So I think it will be easier that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resorts and Casino and the Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be down there Thursday night from singing from 7 to 9. Get down there around 6, 6:15 so you can have dinner and you can listen. You can dance. You can have a great time. It's going to be a great evening. Where else can you get really good steak and lobster in town for $22? I mean, come on. This is great. Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Make reservations. Ask to sit up front so you can see the show. You can hear, well, of course, from all over Elements Lounge. But just join us for a great time Thursday night. Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Linda, Ladybot, and the Bluebirds. We'll be right back with Mary Rickert and running for Supervisor, District 3.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. Powerful together.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Robot here at 8:19 in the morning. It's 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day today. It's going to warm up a little bit this weekend, but you know what? No triple digits anymore. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. This is the time of the year to have them come up and check your heaters, check those filters, make sure everything's working, because it's going to get cold, and it's going to get cold quick around here. But Alliance Heating and Air will treat you like family, best in the North State, many times, and it's a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642 is their phone number. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Mary Rickert, is running for, of course, District Supervisor, District 3 for Shasta County. Questions are coming back in, but I have a question here. You talked about, supporting us, different aspects.
Sure.
One of the things is getting homeless off the street.
Well, Carl, you and I have talked about this for the last several months, but it's really important that we have a resource center. And as I started to say before we broke for commercial, I went to the NAMI meeting last night, and there is a Hill Country Community Clinic is talking about this drop-in, more or less like a drop-in center, resource center. NAMI is going to be very involved with that. We definitely need a place, some kind of place where people can go, that they have the ability to go in and shower, do their laundry, talk to people, and to figure out if there's a way that they can get some plug into some kind of services someplace. And I've been saying this from the very beginning. I also gone through the Good News Rescue Mission a few times and visited with Jonathan Anderson. I said, gee, you have an incredible potential for a huge campus here. You know, maybe include something there. But there's all kinds of opportunities that I think that we here in Shasta County have to be able to have the services and a place for people to go, that they know that there's a safe haven, a safe harbor that they can go to, that they can get some help. And that will help solve so many problems for everybody.
Okay, so you support the idea of a resource center?
Absolutely.
Because you can't tell people to move unless they've got a place to move to.
Absolutely. And the last place, I've been out in the Hope Van. I've been out on the banks of the Sacramento River. There's little camps everywhere. That's not good for the environment. It's not good for the people. It's not good for anybody. So we need to have an opportunity for people to go someplace and to know, I can go here. I can ask a question. If I need to get in touch with a family member, if I need, I need my medication and I don't have the money, I don't have whatever. But we need to have an available resource center.
Okay. All right. One of the questions that came in is about tax sharing with the cities of Redding and Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes, that's been an issue. We haven't been, this county hasn't been very active in that, and I think that's something that we need to, especially if Measure D and E passes. That will be a classic example of tax revenue sharing. There's an opportunity there for the cities, and I use the word cities, need to work together. And if this additional tax money does materialize, we need to be sure that it's spent to the very to the highest level of scrutiny possible, I guess I could say. I think we owe it to the taxpayers. It's important that their dollars are spent wisely and very judiciously. And I think that we owe it to the citizens of Shasta County.
Well, I believe is that people believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that you've got to trust your elected representatives. But I also believe that times change. Mm-hmm. And that here comes this money. It goes in the general fund. And that, yes, you're planning on spending it a certain way, but what happens if there's a disaster someplace?
Well, that's true. One thing that
people need to understand that,
yeah,
is that, yes, this is a way, and this is a city thing, but it affects the whole county.
Right.
But they're going to give X million dollars to the county here. And we don't even have a jail.
Well, I've been in the private sector all my life. Yeah. And trust me, I watch where the money goes. And you should see me as I'm sitting there paying bills and thinking, oh gosh, this is getting out of hand. How do we save money here? So being in business and having to stay in business and develop a business, that's part of the process, is being really careful about how your money is being spent. That's no doubt about it. The other thing that has always kind of perplexed me is, why are the people in the city limits of Reading only voting on this sales tax increase? And those of us that live in the county don't have the opportunity to voice our opinion. And yet, when we come to Reading, we're going to be obligated to pay that tax if it passes. And I think that's been, I don't know who came up with the idea that just the city residents would be paying it, but I think it should have been a countywide opportunity for everybody to vote on that.
Well, the county never gave anybody a choice on this because the county sits there.
Well, I would have shared my opinion, let's just put it that way. And anybody that knows me knows I'm not shy about sharing my opinion.
The Brian Daly just got something through on the logging.
And it was actually
signed by the governor.
Yeah, are you talking about the biomass facilities? There's two things, right? AB 590.
One is the biomass.
Right.
Where people now the biomass generators will also get a tax write off.
Right.
And so this means is that people can go out and they can invest in getting all these dead logs and everything out of the area.
Right.
But the other one he has is that property owners don't have to go through three years.
Timber harvest plan.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, Carl, I just stepped off the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection after serving for 3 years. I understand completely what a onerous process, an expensive process that is. I worked for 2 years with something called the Working Forest Management Plan that would extend the life of these plans so that the landowners didn't have to invest. You know, it costs $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to have a timber harvest plan. And nowadays, lumber or timber isn't worth much. So we're actually discouraging people to do the right thing and to not use best management practices because it's just not financially feasible. So, yes, I follow all these timber bills very closely. When I was on the board of forestry, I was very in tune. And if we get off on biomass, I can get really going on that particular subject because people need to understand this biomass is not just about producing energy. It provides a service. It's an important part of forest health management. And if we can have the biomass opportunities available, then we can get that many more of those dead and dying trees that are out there into the biomass facilities and clean up our forests, improve our watersheds. We are experiencing additional bark beetle mortality in the Southern Cascades. I just talked to the director of the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection the other day, a good friend of mine, having served on the board, and he says, you know, it's coming north, Mary, it's coming north. And so we need to be proactive, not reactive, and that's one thing that as citizens, residents of this North State, we need to, all of us, be concerned about what's happening in our forests. And it's going to be a call to action.
Well, so what can the county do to help with something like this?
Well, I think education is part of it. And I think encourage citizens to get involved.
Are there permits that the county has to give for these kind of things? Or is it because...
It's my understanding. The biomass is all state regulated.
Okay.
A year ago when I was still on the board, I think I shared this story with you, but we had our meeting a year ago, September, out of Fresno at Shaver Lake. Literally thousands and thousands of dead trees. They've had to kind of step up and do some emergency actions as trying to get some of those dead and dying trees out of there.
It's just tender for the next fire that rolls through there.
The problem is, why aren't people connecting the dots that if we don't do something about the material that's in these forests, the fuels that is in these forests, we're going to be paying for it with fire suppression costs. And we're going to be losing homes. We're going to be losing lives. And so it just makes sense.
We're going to be polluting the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And then water is a problem. But just think of all the how many gallons of water a tree uses every year.
Oh, absolutely.
And to be thinned out and to literally go back the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was park-like settings instead of these just undergrowth.
Well, that's
tremendous.
Yeah, and part of it, I'll get
and
off.
And it is clean energy.
It's clean energy. Yeah, I can't say enough about the importance of biomass facilities. They've closed down, I think, 22 in the last few years in California.
Didn't we just have one getting ready to close up in Bernie?
I got very involved with that. That was Bernie Forest Power.
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting story.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's take a break on this because I want to talk about that a little bit. Then I want to get into some more things. permitting process and mm-hmm. this that we're still having problems with the with the county on. I mean, it's almost ridiculous at some points. And why are we still having these problems after everybody says there's problems, but nobody does anything about it? But that's going to be one of the questions.
Sure.
It's 8:29 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Jerry comes over to your house, and he shows you the possibilities of just how great your house can look like when you have the right window coverings. And here's even the better part. Not only is it going to look great, but it fits your budget. Yeah, how about that? Locally owned service, and you have the peace of mind of knowing that Budget Blinds offers more brands and more fashions than any other place. And Jerry's going to come out to your house or one of his technicians, and they're going to show you just exactly how great your house can look. Not only that, but they have solar shields that keeps the coolness in and the heat out and vice versa during the winter. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Mary Rickert, running for County Supervisor, District 3.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Redding Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Redding more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Redding Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 8:32 in the morning. It's really 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. It's absolutely the best place ever to get a haircut. Bob goes there. gets his hair cut, gets his beard trimmed, gets the, his chest hair weed whacked, and he's sitting there in the chair. Yeah. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to tell everybody your secrets.
This portion of the program brought to you by Still.
Still. Yeah, Skill. Skill. Skill Weed Whackers. Okay. Right there again on the corner or on the right off Athens Avenue across from the subway there, right up the street from Classy Cafe, who has celebrated their, what was it, 30 years in the business? Did you get by there, buddy, that night? I know
well,
you had
we
a thousand
did.
Things.
Well, as it turns out, Brenda brought home the German dinners, and then we got an urgent call from that we had to respond to the next morning. So we wound up toting the dinners up to the city of up to Fort Jones area, where we did rewarm them and enjoyed them.
Oh, okay, Classic Cafe. All right, we're here with Mary Rickert, who is running for District 3 supervisor for Shasta County. And when we left, we were talking about what's going on up in Bernie. And a huge impact. The law is a shutting down of the
potential,
of the potential impact it has. If the what's the name of the company? The
that Bernie Forest Power, is the biomass facility.
Right.
It employs about 25 people. And then you have Shasta Green, which operates. Their operations are contiguous. They are dependent
rely
on
each other.
Yeah, they dependent on each other. Shasta Green relies on steam from Shasta Forest Power in order to help operate and dry their lumber and et cetera, et cetera. So if these had closed, if the biomass facility had been closed, Shasta Green would have to probably close. Well, they would have to close. And that would be a total of 135 jobs. And that's direct jobs. Those are not supportive jobs like logging truck drivers, et cetera, et cetera. In a town of 3,000 people. Could you imagine the devastation to the Intermountain area? And so that's that was certainly something that
so what is it,
been
what
very
what can a
concerned.
County supervisor do on something like that?
Well, as we were talking about that, I do have, like I say, I do know of people, just having stepped off the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I did talk to some people in Sacramento. So I do have that opportunity to have connections and explain to them that this would be a devastating impact for the whole Intermountain area. But, you know, county supervisor can certainly educate people. I think we need to, you need to be a support system and work with your legislators. I've talked to Brian Daly about AB 590, one of his bills. He's also, he tried to get that bill passed, and it's impacting.
Which one
we,
is that
we
now?
We did get, well, this was the potential to help support biomass facilities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the point is that we need to have the political clout. And I think what's really important is a county supervisor could help facilitate a tour for people from Sacramento, people that are decision makers, other people that, you know, make these decisions, vote on these decisions. And I would love to have the opportunity. I've done it before on a statewide level and in other areas in agriculture, but to have them come up and to really understand the issues. Right now, of course, solar and wind is being subsidized. Biomass isn't. And as I shared with you on break, is what people, a lot of people don't understand the importance of having biomass facilities, because not only does it create energy, but it also cleans up our forests so we're not having these huge mega fires that become a huge expense to the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And plus it's not good for our environment and lives can be lost, structures are lost. So if people could understand the interconnectedness of how this all works together, we need to all get on board to support biomass facilities and understand the importance that they are for the environment and for our economy and for basically the future generations.
Up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you can have a direct impact on is the permitting process.
Absolutely.
Gary Catt has called for privatization of the planning department for the city. Interesting concept, because the planning department is kind of, you know, from what people say, is kind of a big hang-up.
Right.
In the county, it's gotten so bad that one of the, you know, Leonard Mone was having a group of people together to figure out how this can work better. I don't know if that's happened.
David Kehoe was part of that, too, because David copied me on some of those emails. They've been trying to work on it.
But the answer so far is that we still have problems.
Still do.
You know, okay, we can talk about, just as the biggest example, of course, is in Selma, out there at Selma's Vineyard.
Right.
And he brought some of it on himself, but a lot of it was brought on by the way he was treated and then the things that went on. Mm-hmm. And so you've got the next owner came in here with lots of money and all
right.
that. They are fighting the same battles.
Same.
I don't know if it's because – I mean, I can't – I don't understand the concept that two different groups of people, totally opposite in who they are having the same problems.
It is a little interesting, yes.
That both sides are just –
Yeah.
Or that both Anselmo and the next group are fighting this. And then I talk to other people that have had problems with the permitting. So mm-hmm. what will you do as a county supervisor to take a look at this and see what the problem is? And if there is a problem, mm-hmm. fix it. And if it's not, then come out and say, hey, look, I've done this. I've looked at this. We've done these things. There isn't a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
And Carl, I could share numerous other stories that people have contacted
sure.
me about.
It's crazy down there.
It's crazy. And I have to ask, you know, if everybody's been aware of this problem for a long time, why isn't something being done? I don't understand that. That's my number one question. I have a great story. Years ago, there was a supervisor from District 3 by the name of John Caton. And there was a friend of ours that had all kinds of problems, was trying to get a permit process taken care of through the county, and he finally called John Caton. John Caton says, okay, let's meet down at the planning department. I'll meet you there, 9 a.m. And John Caton literally walked them through the process and made sure it got done. And I can guarantee you if I had a constituent with that kind of a problem, I would be happy to meet with them and to stand right there next to him side by side and see what the problem is. Because I don't understand. We have got to become business friendly. People that want to make improvements to their properties or, you know, expand their business or whatever, we've got to be supportive of that. We've got to be business friendly. And that's just – it's not acceptable with the status quo. It just isn't.
So if you know – that this permitting process is not working the way it should. So are you saying you're going to go down there and
That's right.
find out why?
I want to know why.
Okay.
And you can hold me to it.
Well, I will. Because,
I know you will.
Because everybody says the same thing and then nothing happens.
It's yeah.
It seems like, and this is a little bit different than the city, is the county, y'all get paid
yes.
to do a job.
Right.
You know, I mean, and you know, Modi says it's not a full-time job. For a lot of people in this town, it would be a full-time
sure,
job.
Sure,
by the amount of money that's being paid.
That's
to
right.
Him. And I don't mean this badly, but, you know, this is the way Modi mm-hmm. looks at it. He says, I can do my job, and I can do it. And some days it's 8 hours, some days it's a lot less.
Right.
So I understand that. But it seems to me is so many people having so many problems that how can you just ignore it? And then the permit of people will say, well, it's because they're not doing the right thing.
I've even asked – I talked about this earlier. I've even asked, do we need to look at potentially outsourcing part of the process?
Privatizing?
I have talked to leaders of big businesses in this, kind of very important businesses at one time or another in Shasta County that have suggested to me that maybe we ought to look into that, and maybe that's an option that needs to be evaluated.
I think that we should look. I don't think any option should be tossed off the table. Nothing.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
You have-
hey, I just one little thing here. If she's going to be a supervisor like John Caton, people ought to jump out and walk precincts for her and do whatever they can to get her elected.
Well, thank you. I think I met him years and years ago. My husband knew him, and I know his wife asked for a yard sign, so I thought that was a good indication.
John Caton was a great guy.
Yes, I've heard that over and over again. And I love that story about what he did for his friend of ours. And I thought, you know, that's the kind of way I think I'd handle it. It's just
right.
like, it's just, you know, it's basically explain to me what's the problem here. Let's solve it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I just wanted to give you a little push here on it.
Okay, well, thank
Thanks,
you
Jim.
So much.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, that's it. I mean, so let's figure it out is that if there's a problem, I mean, I talk to people, you know, 4 years. 4 years to get something done. Four years. And these are good people. These are not
right.
people that are these are very bright people. You know,
if
capable people to understand.
Right.
There's not like, you know, they're not illiterate. They're nothing. They're not ignorant. It's, they're very, very, they're business savvy. They know what they're supposed to
mm-hmm.
do. And still, things aren't happening because of this drag your feet, change your mind mentality that they're getting from these permit parts. You know, I can play you. I can play you the Russ Maul and what he, you know, what he said. And I mean, and the county has got to get over this feeling that they control everything, that they should be there to help. And I would want my representative
to be your advocate.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like to be, is to be the advocate. And, you know, I've done a lot of that over the years when I served on the Mental Health Board and working with NAMI, is you've got to stand up and speak out for those that need assistance.
There you go. As Russ Maul used to say,
if you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
If you drink water, eat food, or breathe the air, we impact you.
That's right.
And they control you.
Exactly. But we, but the supervisor doesn't work for the county. The supervisor works for the
people.
And that's what I want to impress upon people. That's my mentality.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're here with Mary Rickert running for District Supervisor, District 3. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, Dandelion Boutique. Best place in town to buy stuff for your loved ones. Yeah, you know, getting a thumbs up over here.
There you go.
You know, if you don't know what to buy your loved one, your wife, your girlfriend, it just walk on down there, walk inside. The girls know everything. This is what she's looking at. It's one thing. Linda makes it easy. She just goes down there and she looks, and the girls make little notes. And then I go down there and say, I really need to have something here, and they give me a Brighton bag. It always works.
Yeah.
Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, just great people down there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. Powerful together.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotics Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, October 6th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. It's Romance on the River, 7 to 9 p.m., October 6th. Call for reservations today, 243-3377, and we'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is about 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has just built a fantastic company that's going to take care of your loved ones, whether it's short periods of time due to, say, surgery or broken legs and stuff like that, or long-term in-home care. She personally interviews, hires all of her people. They go through background investigations. They're bonded. They're insured. They're trained. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, businesswoman, business of the year, several times. You can't get any better than Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. On the 14th and 15th, all of things happening, but it's Linda's CD release party at Armando's Restaurant. It can only take 50 each day because it's small, but she's going to be singing, plus you get a dinner there for a very, very reasonable price. Dinner, appetizer, and her entertaining CD release party. She just had it, her new CD. It's got, I think, 12 or 13 just great songs on it. At Armando's right here in Reading. Give him a call at 768-1241. 768-1241 for reservations. And like I said, it only can take 50 in there. And it's just great food. Okay. We're here with Mary Rickert, who is running for District 3 supervisor. And you were talking about, okay, there's a lot of other things that are going on in your district.
There
and
is.
One of them is out in Palo Cedro.
There, Palo Cedro, Bella Vista area.
Okay, and that's a new subdivision.
It's a proposed 166-lot subdivision called Tierra Robles. And there is a Beverly Hills developer that wants to develop this proposed subdivision. And there's a group called No on 166 that is opposed to it. A lot of people move to the area out in that general direction. It's kind of north of Boyle Road, between 299 and Boyle Road, if people can kind of visualize where it is, and Deschutes and Oregon Trail. And a lot of people are quite concerned about the fact they moved out there for the rural lifestyle, and it's not exactly what this subdivision, you know, looks like. The proposed subdivision looks like is not exactly what people are really excited about. And I can certainly understand their concern. I'm concerned. Yesterday I spent an hour with the director of the Bella Vista Water District to try and find out about the potential for water issues. And that is potential, especially with our lingering drought that we can't seem to shake, and that's a real concern, is water issues continue to plague California.
Bella Vista has some really big problems down there. They don't have any wells.
That's
if I understand right.
That's right.
Palo Cedro and other places have dug wells. Mm-hmm. Is the is Bella Vista ever going to be able to get wells out there? I mean, they're buying... It's just a scandal. They're buying water at really high prices.
They are buying water. That's a really good question. I really don't know the answer to that exactly. I do know that that the director, and I talked about this proposed subdivision. One of the other issues is not just potentially water, but is septic systems and what that's going to look like and how. You know, 166 lots is a lot of houses, a lot of people, a lot of septic systems, and the soil there is it going to perk? There's other issues. You know, you've always got fish and wildlife and potential for impacting wildlife. You know, wildlife itself. It's kind of a high fire danger area. There's just a myriad of traffic issues on Deschutes and. With the extra
traffic. So who's this developer? It's not a local guy, you're saying?
No, he's from Beverly Hills, Wilshire Boulevard.
Does he live up here?
No.
He just found this land? He thinks it's a good place?
My understanding...
What kind of subdivision is it for locals, or is it a retirement community?
One little rumor I heard, and this is a rumor, so I don't know if it's fact. I try to always check my facts, so I'm going to have this disclaimer.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, so. It's hard. But one rumor was...
You'd be surprised how many things we hear that are absolutely not true.
That's true. I always have this philosophy. If you don't see it yourself, don't believe it.
Hey, there you go.
I learned that early in life.
So did I.
But this is a rumor, and if this is true, that they're talking about prohibiting any kind of livestock out there. Well, you know, Sunset Hills in just over the county line, they prohibited livestock there, that subdivision never really took off either. So there's just a lot of obstacles. I have talked to somebody in the Planning Commission, and it was supposed to come before the Planning Commission this summer. This is October already. They haven't seen it. Hmm. I've talked to Larry Lees a little bit about it at the county level. He hasn't heard much about what's going on with it. So I don't really know why it's not progressing a little more rapidly through this process. So I'm keeping my eyes on it, and I'm really concerned, though, about there's a lot of issues surrounding it.
What will you do specifically? I know government can't build business,
no.
But they can make it easier.
That's
what
right.
What are specific things you'll do to help business in Shasta County?
Well, again, we go back to the permit process.
We've already talked
about that. And I know this gets a little complicated, but you got to follow the dots. We've got to work on cleaning up a lot of our social issues. I think if we can help clean those up, then we're going to be able to attract more businesses. I think that's a big step. Invite people to come to Shasta County. This is a great place to raise your family. This is a great place to retire. As you and I know, Carl, we go to functions all the time. There's so many great people that live in this community that are dedicated and committed to making it a healthier place to live. And we just need to build on that. And we need to really clean up some of our social issues. One thing I want to mention, too, I'll get off on another tangent, but substance abuse is a huge issue. And I want to say that about 6 or 8 months ago, I gave our county administrative officer a copy of this book called Dreamland that's been people have been reading, and it's all about the black tar heroin and opiate addiction problem. And I'll give Larry credit. He took a group down to visit a methadone clinic in Chico, and I think once he read that book, he realized, you know, we've got to do something.
You think a methadone clinic? You know what? Here I am in our beautiful town. You've lived in this area longer, and
right.
Bob's lived here his whole life. Since I've lived here, mm-hmm. and it's been 9 years,
mm-hmm.
starting our 10 years, a dramatic change in this place.
That's right.
And it's kind of, you know, when you don't have long-term roots here and you look at things and people have been here for a few mm-hmm. years, you go, I think we can do better than this or someplace else. But, of course, we're here for the here forever. But, yes, we've got to do something.
We've got to try something.
And you know what? Here I am saying, okay, I think a methadone clinic is a good idea. Oh, Guardian Angels. Yeah, let's bring them in too. Oh, yeah, let's just put a center up for people that are homeless mm-hmm. and just so they can go there so that they can take a shower and go to the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, gee. You know, and here we are thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we're trying to get more cops. But, you know, I think the bottom line, what you just said, is that jail, if we don't have a place to put people.
Yes. Yes.
And two of the county supervisors voted against it.
We need, in my opinion, we need to have accountability. And we can't have this revolving door situation because people don't feel like there's any consequences. They don't understand that, I could commit a crime. I had a friend of mine talk about, this was in Tehama County. She was telling her son's a police officer, and he arrests somebody, and he confiscates their drugs. They book them. They're out on the street again. And he says, am I really accomplishing anything? Because what are they going to do? They're going to go break into somebody's house to steal something, to sell, to get more drugs, because I confiscated their drugs to begin with. So think about that. Is that actually creating more of a problem? We need to hold these people, make them accountable, try and reach them that they need to turn their life around. But
yeah, unless you have some way of holding them and
right.
And I hate to say this, but you got to hammer over their head, say, hey,
that's
you
right.
want some help here?
Yes.
And
I actually was just reading about, is it, what's his name? Joe Arapaio.
Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe from Arizona. Somebody just sent me an email earlier this morning about some of the things he does, and I thought, wow, this guy's got to figure it out. He's got his inmates basically taking over their rescue.
The rescue, the dogs.
The
and
dogs.
Cats, yeah.
They're saving millions of dollars. But anyway, those are the kind of creative things that I go, let's look around. Let's figure out who else has figured this out.
Okay. Give us like a minute. Last thoughts here, a minute and a half.
Well, there's so many things that Shasta County needs to do. I just hope that people consider very seriously voting for me, and I hope that they understand that I have the true and right intentions as to why I want to run for Shasta County Supervisor. It's not – I don't want to do it for any other reasons other than I feel compelled to make Shasta County a healthier, better place to live. And I think my track record shows that. I've got a long history of volunteerism in this county and on a state level. And I came from a family of people that really made a difference in other people's lives. And I've always been inspired by that, and I want to be able to continue that family legacy. So thank you for the opportunity. You've allowed me to come in today. And if anybody has any questions, I return phone calls. I have regularly people say, is this really you? They can't believe I actually, as soon as I get an email or a call, I will call you back.
Okay, what's that number then?
941-7076. That's my cell phone number.
And how do they get a hold of your campaign headquarters? Or
it's voterickert.com.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Thank you, Mary Rickert, running for District 3 Supervisor. Tomorrow we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation here. I hope we can talk about those two new places. They're talking about Stillwater and other things that are going on with the EDC. We've got a lot of stuff going on this week, including Congressman LaMalfa will be on Friday here. Everybody have a great day. 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. It's going to be a super day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. People along the East Coast are being told to keep an eye on Hurricane Matthew. The storm currently lashing Haiti is expected to arrive off the South Carolina coast early Saturday. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency.
The impacts of Hurricane Matthew could be heavy rain, rip currents, beach erosion, tornadoes, and hurricane-force winds.
Forecasters predict Matthew will have a devastating impact on Haiti, where correspondent David McFadden says many people are very vulnerable.
There's no shortage of families living in very humble shacks with sheet metal roofing. There are also families living in unsafe areas perched on very steep terrain, situated in floodplains near where rivers regularly burst their banks during storms.
A hurricane watch now in effect for parts of Florida. A tropical storm watch has also been issued. A powerful explosion has leveled a couple of houses in